This is Naked Astronomy with Ben Valsler and me, Dominic Ford. Very soon, we'll find out from Dr. Karen Masters how citizen science projects like Galaxy Zoo and the Zooniverse are providing data that advances scientific research.
But first, massive landslides on Saturn's moon Iapetus, as studied by the Cassini mission, can help us to understand a rare type of landslide seen down here on Earth and on Mars, according to research published in the journal Nature Geoscience this month. Long run-out landslides are a type of avalanche that travel much further than expected. On Earth, a landslide is expected generally to travel a horizontal distance that is less than twice the height that the material has fallen. In long run-out landslides, also known as Sturzstroms, the horizontal distance can be 20 or 30 times the vertical distance. An as-yet unidentified physical process is reducing the friction that usually brings landslides to a halt. Many hypotheses have been proposed to explain this. It could be lubrication with a layer of trapped air, with powdered rock or water acting to reduce friction. Trapped air, for example, can't explain Sturzstroms observed on the moon or on the Martian moon of Phobos. Now, Jeffrey Moore from the NASA Ames Research Center in California suggests that Iapetus, the third largest of Saturn's moons, could be an excellent laboratory for studying long-run-out landslides. This is partly because the effect of two of the potential explanations, trapped atmosphere and groundwater, is of course negligible, and that allows us to really home in on a working hypothesis. Iapetus is a very unusual moon. It consists mainly of ice and has a huge mountain range, 12 miles high, around its bulging equator. Imaging from the Cassini mission suggests that it is unique in its frequency and extent of these long run-out landslides. Moore and colleagues identified 30 landslides in Cassini images, the longest of which had travelled an astounding 80 kilometres. They were then able to determine the ratio of drop height to run-out length, which gives an idea of the coefficient of friction of the sliding debris, and they can compare that with avalanches that we've seen elsewhere. Plotting these ratios against one another did not give credence to any of the existing hypotheses. Now, although these observations don't yet explain the physics behind this type of landslide, anything that we can learn from Iapetus can then be applied to avalanches here on Earth and may help to put constraints on geological effects on Earth and beyond.